Hello again, Audio Boot. It's Ian McKendrick. I'm here at 4 Networking in a very sunny Bar Hill on a Wednesday morning. I'm with a really interesting person called Aegean Thompson from Event Wishes, who wants to share an amazing success story with us that happened on TV for one of your clients. What was the programme called?
It was for a Come Dine With Me evening.
Oh, wow. Tell us more.
Yeah, so I was working with a group of 8 people, all friends, who wanted to organise a Come Dine With Me kind of competition amongst themselves.
Yeah.
And what I did, I worked with one of the couples to organise their whole evening for them.
Yeah.
Looked at their menu inspirations, looked at their wine themes, the whole theme of the event, and we chose a Hollywood theme.
Right.
Then I organised all of the party decorations and hired the red carpet for outside and all the little balustrades and everything like that.
Wow, yeah.
And then I put together the menus and the place settings so that everyone had an individual place setting and everything like that. Organised the amuse-bouche to start the evening, which is canapes to me, but amuse-bouche, we started with that. And we wrapped it up with some party games, Cuban cigars on the patio. At the end, and I'm very pleased to say that that my couple actually won the whole competition. So
amazing.
I'm really thrilled.
So how do you go about sorting something like that out? You know, it's sort of like a lot to do there.
There is a lot to do, but it's just kind of breaking it down, working with the individuals, looking at, you know, what their themes are, because at the end of the day, they still have to cook the food themselves.
Yep.
So we looked at what their skills and abilities were,
right.
What their kind of different menu options of their guests needed, because some was vegetarian, some could eat fish,
yeah,
some couldn't,
yeah,
etc. So just work through all of those different things, look at, like I say, come up with a theme, and we chose Hollywood theme, so...
Yeah.
We had something to base it on, and then kind of just work through all the different elements and just to pull it all together. So,
oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was great.
So, I mean, did you have to do lots of research before you started about what, did you know what other couples were doing?
You didn't know what the other couples were doing. So it's kind of like, you know, a little bit working in the dark, but it made it exciting and fun. And thankfully, we didn't have the same theme as anybody else.
And this is done over several days as well, is it?
It was actually done over the course of a couple of months, I think, but you had to pick a weekend when you can sort,
right,
you know,
yep,
you can,
yep,
go around to each other's houses, etc. So, yep, yeah, and it all culminated on Sunday, yeah.
So it was actually aired on TV on Sunday? This Sunday gone?
No, it wasn't on TV.
Okay, when's it going out?
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure, but it's I can't wait. I can't wait to see it. Yeah,
it's really, really. But yeah. Well, what problems did you run into? Anything in particular?
I think it was difficult trying when you've got a vegetarian and another person who doesn't eat fish. That was a bit challenging. Apart from that, making sure that the couple had all the right crockery and bits and pieces to have that kind of elaborate fine dining kind of experience.
Yeah.
But apart from that, I suppose it's budget, keeping things within budget, because obviously you can always put on a fantastic event if you've got the budget, but this particular couple, you know, couldn't spend too much money, so
yeah,
we pulled it in at a reasonable amount.
Okay, so quick tip for anybody putting a dinner party together, what would you give them? One thing to remember that people could take away with them, what would it be?
Planning.
Make sure you plan it all first.
Absolutely.
All right, that's absolutely wonderful. Thank you very much, Aegean. And where can we find out more info about you?
You can find me on www.eventwishes.com.
Brilliant. Thanks very much indeed.
Thanks,
Audio Boo, over and out.